God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Prepare the way of the Lord. A theme in Advent. We're beginning something new here, and if you haven't noticed, Advent's a little bit different for those of you who have been here before. Advent is done differently across churches. It is the beginning of our church year, our liturgical year, as I'm sure you all know. Some people see it as a time for quiet reflection, a sense of anticipation, all the busyness of Christmas coming and everything. It's good to find that quiet time. Others perhaps see it a little bit different, as a time to be awake, to joyfully anticipate God coming again, returning. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of different ways that I can wait. Some are better than others. I feel like in today's lessons, there is an urgency. At least the way they've been interpreted, it makes me a bit nervous. Talks about two being left in the field. Two people in a field, one being left. Two people grinding and one being left. People disappearing. Well, that should put you at ease. Many of us begin to think, well, where are we on this spectrum? Am I going to be the person left or not? Advent. And I don't think this is necessarily a healthy thing all the time. Sometimes leads us down a very dark road. Well-intended one, but a dark road of us not seeing ourselves as worthy enough. And that can lead to some very dark places. Especially when you read a lesson like Paul's letter to the Romans. Now, Paul lists some things that we probably shouldn't be doing. He encourages us to put on the armor of light and not walk in the darkness. Now, that has led many people who are Christian brothers and sisters to wag a finger at those people and look for those things of darkness. But I offer you this. While Paul does mention some things, I'm sure we could all come up with our own list as well. Parts of our life that we would assume have in the darkness and not put any light on. Things perhaps maybe we're not too proud of. Perhaps you were caught on the news in one of those Good Friday sales, elbowing somebody to get to that new TV. Perhaps there's other parts of your life that you're maybe not too proud of, but would rather stay in the garden. Paul challenges us to bring those into the light. On my way to church, I listened to a meditation, and this meditation was on this particular passage, and it had me see it in a whole different light. Paul talks about darkness being no more. Awake to a new day. And the meditation challenges you to think of yourself on a sunrise, sitting on a cliff, joyfully waiting for the sun to break. Darkness is no more. Imagine the warmth of that sunlight beating down on your face. Imagine how you feel. New day.
possibilities. This is what I believe is at the core of Advent. Joyful anticipation. New possibilities. Something different. Not the fear monger. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. From our sins and fears, release us. We will sing this at some point during Advent. Advent is not about cowering in the corner, trying to hide the parts of your life that you don't want to show. Something much richer. This end, with all that is going on in our world, with all the uncertainty, with all the thing coming across your Facebook feed, I invite you to look for Jesus. For Jesus came not once, not twice, but repeatedly come, breaks forth into our lives. We proclaim the mystery of faith. We said, Christ has died, Christ is risen. Is risen. Not has risen, but is risen. We say it almost every Sunday, yet I wonder if we really believe it. That first Advent, Jesus came in a very unexpected way. And I know what tradition says, and I know what we're expecting, Jesus to come back on a cloud, and to rival any show out there, that there's no way we can miss it. But I wonder if perhaps Jesus will come back in the most unexpected way. I wonder if we will have the sight to see him. Too many people go through life simply living life and unaware of their surroundings, unaware how God is working in them. We did a simple exercise when we started today, asking where God was in your week. But what if you were constantly reflecting on that? A practice maybe you could take on during Advent. Where is God present today, this week, in your life? Because she is present. God continued to break forth in our life. And there's many things that can distract us in our life. And I'm going to mix metaphors here, so for all you English majors, I'm sorry. But we are wondering, how do we get to that point? For me, I thought of a time. At least it helps me frame it a little bit differently. When I lived in Cairo, Egypt, or any city for that matter, but particularly in Cairo, Egypt, I remember not being able to see the stars. It's kind of hard to see the stars here in D.C., or at least all of them, with all the light pollution. Then I took a trip out to the desert, all that light pollution gets in the way. What is the light pollution in your life? Perhaps we need to get out of the desert. Not just one so we can check it off our list and say, well, that's done. But perhaps we need to visit the desert over and over and over again. See Christ at work in our life. For the day will come. Perhaps it's already here. And you will feel the warmth of that light on your face. New joys and new possibilities. And we pray. We have the audacity to pray, come.
Thank you for sharing in the life of St. Thomas Parish, a progressive church in Washington, D.C.'s DuPont Circle. We strive to see Christ in each person and to be Christ in our community, city, and world. No matter where you may be in your own spiritual journey, we welcome you at St. Thomas. We invite you to worship with us and to join us at God's table.